Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Cheva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jay Mudirayat. Nasya Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloka. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. Enter. Dear. इंद्रदास अपने भगवान का राधा रानी का हाथ काट दिया है. व्हाट इज दिस? भगवान का बांसुरी वाला बाजू काट दिया है. आपको कौन दिया है? हाँ, कौन? वृंदावन. तो लिखा है रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी अपना कुछ नियम बना लिया है. स्वनियम दासका भाई श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी. आई शैल लव माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर द गायत्री मंत्र दि होली नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्वीट श्री स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी रूप गोस्वामी द एसोसिएट्स ఇది ఎల్డర్ బ్రదర్ సనాతన్ గోస్వామి గోవర్ధన్ హిల్ రాధాకుండ్ మథురా సిటీ బృందావన్ ఫారెస్ట్ ది ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ రజా ది డివోటీస్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ది రెసిడెంట్ ఆఫ్ రజా. ఐ వో దట్ ఐ షెడ్ లివ్ ఇన్ ది ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ రజా బర్త్ ఆఫ్టర్ బర్త్ చాటింగ్ క్యాజువల్లీ విత్ ది విలేజర్స్. ఐ షెల్ నాట్ లివ్ ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ఎ మూమెంట్ ఇన్ ఎనీ అదర్ ప్లేస్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ది లార్డ్ రెసైడ్స్ దేర్ ఇన్ హిస్ డ్యూటీ ఫార్మ్. And even if great devotees fill it with the sweet nectar of transcendental love, even though I suffer in long separation from the divine couple, I shall not even for a moment leave the land of Raja, where Sri Radha Krishna eternally enjoy unparalleled transcendental pastimes. And I shall not, even if he himself invites me, go to see opulent king of the Yadus in Dwaraka. If with my own ears I heard Radha has gone to Dwaraka, where Lord Hari passionately embraces her to his chest, with an excited heart I would leave Vrajapura and fly there faster than Garuda. Beginningless or with beginning, cruel or gentle, merciful at every moment or merciless, greater than the king of Maha Vaikuntha, or an ordinary human being, the son of Raja's king is my lord, birth after birth. Fourth canto, chapter 25, 47, Kadyata Virmuki Chapraka खद्योता विर्मुखी चपराका द्वारा वेकत्र निर्मिते द्वारा वेकत्र निर्मिते विव्राजितं जनपदं विव्राजितं जनपदं यादिताभ्यां दुमस्सखा खद्योता विर्मुखी चपराका द्वारा वेकत्र निर्मिते विव्राजितं जनपदं यातिताभ्यां दुमस्सखा खद्योता विर्मुखी चपराका द्वारा वेकत्र निर्मिते विव्राजितं जनपदं यादिताभ्यां दुमस्सखा
Thank you.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Two gates, Kadyata, Ayurmukhi. Facing the eastern side, but they were constructed in one place. Through these gates, the king used to go to the city of Vibhrajita, accompanied by a friend whose name was Dhiman. The two names, Kadyata and Ayurmukha, mean glowworm and torchlight. This indicates that of the two eyes, left eye is less powerful in its ability to see. Although both eyes are constructed in one place, one is stronger than the other in the power to see. The king or the living entity uses these two gates to see things properly, but he cannot see unless accompanied by a friend whose name is Dhiman. This friend is the sun. Although two eyes are there, they have no power to see without sunlight. Vibhrajitam Janapadam. If one wants to see something very clearly, he must see it with two eyes, with the assistance of his friend, the sunlight. Within this body, everyone is a king, because he uses his different gates according to his own will. Although he is very much proud of his power to see or hear, he is nonetheless dependent on the assistance of nature. So this is from 7th canto. Hiranyakashipu's plan to become immortal. The three demands of Hiranyakashipu. He wanted to be the ruler for all the three planetary systems, the entire material existence. Number two, you wanted to have all the mystic powers. And thirdly, you wanted to become free from old age and the deterioration of the body. So you wanted to be unconquerable all over the universe. You wanted to gain all the yogic perfections and you wanted to be free from old age and the deterioration of the body. So he did terrible tapasya. To propitiate, to please Lord Brahma. According to him, Lord Brahma is the creator. So he wanted to get benedictions from Lord Brahma, and he did very great austerities, like standing on toes all the time and keeping his hands raised all the time. If you keep his hands raised all the time, he cannot eat, he cannot drink. He just wanted to stay in that position, standing on toes with raised hands. And then this is called demoniac austerities, torture the body. So Lord Brahma, because of the austerities of Hiranyakashipu, flames started coming from his head. Like if you control yourself completely, you become very powerful. And then he has become more powerful than the demigods. So they all rushed to Lord Brahma. We are unable to tolerate the heat coming from the austerities of Hiranyakashipu. And they wanted to provoke Brahmaji. They wanted to provoke Brahmaji that he wanted to take your kingdom also. Which is true, demons, they work for somebody and then finally they want to take his position or they want to kill him. Like that picture is here about another Sivabhakta, Bhasmasur. He did bhakti of Lord Shiva and got a boon, and then he wanted to kill Shiva himself. He wanted to kill Shiva. He got his power from Shiva, and he wanted to finish Lord Shiva. Similarly, this Hiranyakashipu, he is obtaining his power, the boons from Lord Brahma, and he wanted to rule Brahmaloka also. And he wanted to drive away Brahmaji. And he wanted to be the sole ruler of the universe. But Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, the three are special trinity. So they are the three principal powerful gods. So Brahmaji, he agreed to make him unconquerable in the three worlds, that benediction he gave, and he also gave him all the eight mystic perfections, and about freedom from death. He said, that I cannot give you freedom from death. But you can ask other things. Then he said, all right, I should not be killed this way. I should not be killed that way. Like, very intelligently, Hiranyakashipu, all right, if you cannot say, you will not die, at least I should not die from animals. I should not die from any demigods. And I should not die inside, I should not die outside. suppose you get heart attack. So Hiranyakashipu asked that I should not die a natural death. Like we, sometimes we die inside the house. Nobody kills us. But by natural arrangement, we die from our own heart attack. So Hiranyakashipu is asking, you should not die inside a house. Indirectly saying that I should not die by heart attack and things like that. Then how he will die? No? Similarly, I should not be killed by weapons. I should not be killed by living or by dead. I should not die in the daytime or in the night time. And I should not die on land, in the air, in water. Then you cannot imagine how you will get death. Because something. So, but Krishna is more intelligent than Hiranyakashipu. So we know that how he in a extraordinary way, nobody has seen such a form before, and nobody imagined how Hiranyakashipu will get his death. So we cannot escape death, we cannot escape Vishnu Maya. So that's how. So you got all this. And then the next chapter, you got all these powers. He is the Lord of all the three worlds, as all mystic perfections. And almost like deathless by anybody's imagination, Hiranyakashipu was deathless. Then he thought, because I am the ruler, without rains, crops should come. He wanted to, without doing any pious activities, things should happen. Like he wanted to make special rules. The already universal rules are there. If you do punya, you get good things. If you do papa, but he says, Hiranyakashipu whimsically wanted to, because I am the Lord and the Master, I will make this kind of rules. So this chapter, Hiranyakashipu terrorizes the universe. This is the second chapter. So we are reading that. Summary study is, Hiranyakashipu obtained power from Lord Brahma and misused it by harassing all the living entities within this universe. Why Hiranyakashipu was harassing all the living entities within this universe? Who will say? Idalla nilbada alate. He has to show his power that nobody can, like Digvijay. He wanted to see, he is doubtful. He wanted to see whether there is anyone who can challenge him. So he is going to everybody and testing. You know. And not only that, his senses are not controlled. So he is envious. a person whose senses are not in control, you will become envious. If some people are smiling and laughing, Hiranyakashipu will become immediately upset. Oh, they are enjoying their life. I am not enjoying my life. So how can they enjoy? Without my enjoying, how can they enjoy? Because I am actually the biggest man and I am not enjoying. And how can? Suppose some simple people with little roti and sabji and no big desires, they become happy people. And Hiranyakashipu becomes immediately upset. Wow. I am such a big man, I am not happy. How can these people become happy? So, all right. I'll see that they will cry. They will suffer like that. Then he will go to Indra. He will go here and there. And he will give them some instructions. They are already doing all right. But you want to make sure that you are controlled by me. By me. Ego. So like that, Hiranyakashipu was very restless, very crazy. So, by severe austerities, Hiranyakashipu satisfied Lord Brahma, obtained the benedictions he desired. After he received these benedictions, his body, which had been almost entirely consumed, was revived with full beauty and luster like gold. Nonetheless, he continued to be envious of Lord Vishnu, unable to forget Lord Vishnu's having killed his brother. And this is another reason. But he was remembering death of his brother, Hiranyaksha. Lord Vishnu killing him in his form as Lord Boyer. Sukara Rupa. Sukar. Hiranyakashipu conquered everyone in the 10 directions. What are the 10 directions? Padi Dikkulante. What are the 10 directions? East, west, south, north, 4 corners. Isanyam, Agnayam, Vayuyam, Nairuti. 8 and 2. Up and down. So 10 directions. And the 3 worlds brought all living entities, demigods, asuras under his control, becoming the master of all places, including Indraloka, whom he had driven out, he began enjoying life in great luxury and thus became mad. Whatever nice things he saw, immediately grabbed it for himself. Doesn't want anybody to enjoy. Generally our saying is, you live and let live. Jivo jinedo. But demons, because they cannot become happy, they don't want to see others also happy. That is called madness. Thus became mad. All the demigods but Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, except these 3, out of the 33 million gods, except 3, all came under his control, including Narada Muni, and began serving him. But despite all his material power, he was very dissatisfied because he was always puffed up, proud of transgressing Vedic regulations. All Brahmins were dissatisfied with him and they cursed him with determination. Even to all living entities within the universe, represented by demigods and sages, prayed to Supreme Lord for relief from Hiranyakashipu's rule. Lord Vishnu informed the demigods that they and other living entities would be saved from the fearful condition created by Hiranyakashipu. Since Hiranyakashipu was the oppressor of all demigods, the followers of the Vedas, the cows, the Brahmins, the religious and saintly persons, and since he was envious of the Supreme Lord, he would naturally be killed very soon. Hiranyakashipu's last exploit would be to torment his own son, Prahlad, who was a Mahabhagavat. So this is the most dangerous condition. So this Hiranyakashipu controlled all the demigods, all the rishis and munis, and all living entities. And Krishna did not do anything. But when he will torment his own son Prahlad, who was a Mahabhagavat, anyone who is a genuine devotee of God, either you are a genuine devotee or trying to be honest, like we may not be great devotee, but we are aspiring, we are trying, that means we are trying, like then he is also a devotee. Who was a Mahabhagavat, an exalted Vaishnava, then his life would end. So Krishna can tolerate anything, but he will not tolerate one thing: when his devotees are insulted or attacked. This is called mad elephant offense. Like mad elephant can destroy the entire garden. So if we offend the devotees, then our life will be in serious trouble. So we should make it a rule not to be harsh with people who are chanting Hare Krishna. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna, we don't want to be harsh with them. Even when we are their authorities, but we want to deal with subordinates who are chanting Hare Krishna in a gentle way. Actually, devotee is not very hard-hearted person. A devotee sometimes may appear to be hard, just to correct the situation. But if someone is a devotee, because he said, there is a saying, you have no right to ask forgiveness from God unless you forgive others. You don't want to forgive others, you want to punish them for their every fault. But we go to Lord and pray to the Lord that, you know, because everybody, to err is human. We all make mistakes, but we are strict with others. But when we make mistake, we try to pray to Krishna, please forgive me. So, if you don't forgive others, so that's why devotee is always liberal. if somebody is really a devotee, any amount of mistake made by the mujhe kya jayega, why should I be so hard? Just mera kaam nahi hai, it's not my business. I don't want to be like Yamaraj. He has the chastising rod. No one can escape the punishment from Yamaraj. We may escape punishment from here and there, but from Yamaraj, Yamadanda, nobody can escape. So devotees don't want to be, no matter what kind of sin, devotees, all right. Now you try to improve yourself. So, devotees are very forgiving, very lenient, very merciful. But demons, they want to be strict with others. If there are one or two jokes from Prabhupada, this was in the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement, and everybody likes to eat gulab jamuns, iskan bullets, so naturally they were addicted to all bad things, so Prabhupada want to divert them by giving them nice food, prasadam. So they were taking gulab jamuns. And one temple president was very strict. He said, you cannot take more than 4 gulab jamuns. Very strict. But devotees, they gave up so many enjoyments, and their enjoyment is only gulab jamun. Prasadam. So they all went and complained to Prabhupada. Well, Prabhupada was very kind. He said the temple president should take only 4 gulab jamuns. Others can take as many as they want. Prabhupada said. So, similarly, in another place, temple president, he went and told Prabhupada, it is not good to eat on another occasion. And Prabhupada just dismissed them, because it's not the way to control the mind. Prabhupada, it's maya to eat like this. The Prabhupada, all right, my dear temple person, you don't eat like that, but don't apply these things on others. Finished. And you could see that I cannot follow it myself. So simple things, we have to be little liberal. When the demigods were thus reassured by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone was satisfied, knowing that Hiranyakasipu would come to an end. Finally, Narada Muni describes the characteristics of Prahlad Maharaj, the son of Hiranyakasipu, how his father envied his own qualified son. So when Prahlad was peaceful, chanting Haribol, the Hiranyakasipu could not take it. Narada Muni continued, Lord Brahma was very much satisfied by Hiranyakashipu's austerities, which were difficult to perform. Therefore, when solicited for benediction, he indeed granted them, although they were rarely to be achieved. Lord Brahma said, "O Hiranyakashipu, these benedictions for which you have asked are very difficult to obtain for anyone. Nonetheless, O my son, I shall grant you them, although they were generally not available. Material benedictions are not always exactly worthy of being called benedictions. If one possesses more and more, a benediction itself may become a curse. Just like one man asked a benediction, whatever I touch, it should become gold. Great benediction. And then he went to eat his food, and he touched the food, it became gold. So he could not eat his food, because he cannot eat gold. And then he has a daughter, he touches his daughter, and daughter became gold. No daughter, she became a gold doll. Then this guy became crazy, because he cannot eat, he has nobody to talk to. So like that. A benediction itself may become a curse. For just as achieving material opulence in this material world requires great strength and endeavor, maintaining it also requires great endeavor. When you make money, it's a big headache. Where to keep the money? How to protect it from thieves? How to hide it from the government? What to do with that? It is called mad for money. People don't think, so it only makes mad. Except Krishna consciousness, anything we want to take more, we will go mad. We will go crazy. Only Krishna consciousness we can do it any amount of time. Other things we cannot. So Lord Brahma informed Hiranyakashipu that although he was ready to offer him whatever he had asked, the result of benediction would be very difficult for Hiranyakashipu to maintain. Nonetheless, since Brahma had promised, he wanted to grant all benedictions asked. The word Durlabhan indicates that one should not take benedictions one cannot enjoy peacefully. Suppose we become Prime Minister. To become Prime Minister may be nice. But when you are a Prime Minister, your responsibilities also. Like Manmohan Singh is a Prime Minister, and then his colleagues do some nonsense. Colgate scandal, 2G scandal, and whatnot. One scandal after the other. And he is responsible because he is supposed to be the head. Like we can have some children, 2-3 children, and children go to the neighbor house and they beat the kid in the other house and come back. Who has to answer? The parents have to answer. Your children are behaving like rakshasas. They are coming and beating our children. Because the child is headless. The neighbors will quarrel with the parents of the children. So it is easy to have children. Similarly, it is easy to have disciples. But to make them qualified, that is not easy. That means I have to control my mind. have to control the mind of my disciples. I cannot control my own mind. And how can I control the minds of my disciples? And if it is not one disciple, more than one disciple, how you are going to do that? And if you cannot control your disciples, whatever nonsense they do, you have to face the reaction. Because you have taken responsibility. That's why Prabhupada says, like he said, don't try to swallow something bigger than your mouth. Suppose you take a watermelon and you want to bite it. You cannot bite watermelon, you have to cut it and then eat. You know? Or you take a any fruit bigger than your mouth. Unless you cut it, you cannot eat it. So, don't go for big positions, big money, if you cannot handle it. That's why devotees never pray for money or position. They pray for service. Krishna, please give me service. They don't pray for that I should become guru, I should become this, that. And if Krishna wants to make, then he will give you power also. If Krishna wants you to become guru, then along with that Krishna will also give you power. You don't try to become guru by yourself. So, one should not take benedictions, one cannot enjoy peacefully. Lord Brahma, who awards infallible benedictions, departed. Brahma is a Brahmin. Brahma, his words cannot prove false. So it is a, so now Krishna will have a hard time. Brahma gave benedictions. And Krishna has to see that Brahma's benedictions are not false. At the same time, Krishna has to kill Hiranyakashipu. He has to keep all the promises of Brahma intact. At the same time, he has to kill. That means Brahmaji has created great problem for Krishna. Krishna also. But it is not a problem for Krishna, because it will prove the smartness of Krishna, the greatness of Krishna, how Krishna can, at one time, he can satisfy everyone. So Brahma, by giving so many benedictions, he wanted to prove his master, Lord Krishna, how no one can cheat Krishna, how no one can escape the punishment from Krishna. So the demon Hiranyakashipu, having thus been blessed by Lord Brahma, having acquired lustrous golden body, continued to remember death of his brother, therefore envious of Lord Vishnu. A demoniac person, in spite of acquiring all the opulences possible, continue to be envious of the Supreme Lord. Hiranyakashipu became conqueror of the entire universe. Indeed, the great demon conquered all the planets in three worlds, upper, middle and lower, including the planets of human beings, Gandharvas, Garudas, great serpents, Siddhas, Charanas, Vidyadharas, great saints, Yamaraj, Manu, Yaksha, Rakshasa, Pisacha. He defeated the rulers of all other planets where there are living entities, brought them under his control, conquering the abodes of all. He seized their power and influence. The word Garuda in this verse indicates that there are planets of great birds like Garuda. Similarly, the word Uraga indicate that there are planets of enormous serpents. Uraga means serpent. Such a description of the various planets of the universe may challenge modern scientists who think that all planets but this Earth are vacant. The scientists claim to have launched an excursion to the moon, where they have found no living entities but only big craters full of dust and stone. Although the fact is, moon is so brilliant and acts like sun, illuminating the entire universe. Of course, it is not possible to convince modern scientists of the basic information about the universe. Nonetheless, we are not very much impressed by the words of the scientists who say that all other planets are vacant and that only Earth is full of living entities. Hiranyakasipu, who possessed all opulence, began residing in heaven with its famous Nandana garden, which is enjoyed by demigods. In fact, he resided in the most opulent palace of Indra, the king of heaven. The palace had been directly constructed by Vishwakarma and was as beautifully made as if goddess of fortune of the entire universe resided there. From this description, it appears that all heavenly planets of the upper planet system are thousands upon thousands of times more opulent than lower planetary system in which we live. Vishwakarma, the famous heavenly architect, is known as the constructor of many wonderful buildings in the upper planets, where there are not only beautiful buildings but also opulent gardens and parks, which are described as Nandana Kanana, Nandana Devodhyana, gardens quite fit to be enjoyed by demigods. This description of the upper planet system and its opulence is to be understood from authoritative scriptures like Vedic literatures. Telescopes and other imperfect instruments of scientists are inadequate for investigating upper planetary system. Although such instruments are needed, because the vision of so-called scientists is imperfect, the instruments are also imperfect. Therefore, the upper planets cannot be appraised by imperfect man using imperfect man-made instruments. Direct information received from the Vedic literature, however, is perfect. We therefore cannot accept the statements of the scientists that there are no opulent residences on planets other than this Earth. We'll read in the evening. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.